Okay, we're up to Yirmiyahu Perek Chaf, the 20th Perek of Yirmiyahu, and we pick up with a cliffhanger, so to speak. Yirmiyahu came to the Beis HaMikdash and started giving his tochacha. What happened? So the Perek starts off with, he meets Pashchur, Vayishma Pashchur, Ben Imer HaKohen. He meets Pashchur, Ben Imer the Kohen, Vehu Pakid Nagid BeBeis Hashem, and he was one of the leaders of the Beis HaMikdash. Es Yirmiyahu, Nibes HaDavram HaEla, Pashchur, here's Yirmiyahu, reciting all of these tochachos and all these future ideas that are going to happen, and Pashchur, as the rest of the Am, is not interested in hearing it. Pashchur, the Gemara in Kiddushin talks about, was not the greatest of tzaddikim. And what does he do? Vayake Pashchur es Yirmiyahu Navi. Pashchur beats him up. Vayake, he hits him. Vayitin oso alama pecheth, and he puts him in a jail. Asher b'shar ben yamana elyon asher b'veis Hashem. First time we're having here in the text, Yirmiyahu HaNavi is put into jail. Right there, if you remember the Malbim at the end of the previous parak said, when he was giving the nevuah in the more private place, the Beis HaYotzer, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do that. It's his divine protection, nothing's going to happen. But here he went himself. He went to the Chatzar Beis Hashem, and therefore that divine protection is not promised to him, and he gets beat up, and he gets thrown into jail. The Radak quotes his father, maybe it's even worse than a jail. He quotes, Kli shuasui shnei eitzim, right? It's a kli made, right? One of those kalim that you have two pieces of wood and the person's head sticks out in the to the other side, and people torture him, and that's what he was put in, right? That's the tzavarei, machizin sham tzavarei ha'asurin. The people who were captured and prisoners were put into that that contraption, right? And that, says the Radak, what is what he was put in. The Rinas Yitzchak here discusses, even if a Kaddish Bar Baruch Hu was not giving him the divine protection, but Lechora Yirmiyahu was not somebody who was deserving of this. Right, and the question is, how did this happen then? How was he able to be makahim? Right, it's not, it doesn't seem just. Right, the Rinas Yitzchak discusses, Echa Yapashchur Yachol Lahakos Velaseres Yirmiyahu Kishelo Chata. Rabbi Yimneima Shahayelo Chait, if he had a Chait, so then, why does it say, doesn't it say that he did tshuva? Right, so what was it? So again, it could be ultimately the example of Tzadik Varalo. Right, that's the real answer. But he suggests, maybe he's based on the Yerachayim HaKadosh. The Yerachayim HaParshas Vayeshev, which many focus on, by the brothers. The brothers say, we don't want to kill him, let's throw him into the pit. Throw him into the pit, there were snakes and scorpions there. The Gemara says in Yevamos that if a person goes into a pit of snakes and scorpions, he is presumed dead. So what difference does it make whether the brothers actually kill him or throw him in? So some say it was so deep that they couldn't see. Okay, but another answer, the Aruch Chaim says, there's a difference between a person and animals. When animals would do something so they could go beyond a... If a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say that this is the time, the animals have no control. But a person can undermine. A person can do it even if a person is not Chayim Misa. It's a very unusual suggestion, but that's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, so maybe that's what Pashchur is doing here, right? Even though he doesn't deserve it, he's able to override something that was, somebody that was Lochata. Okay, but either way, that's what's happening here. The, Yirmiyahu is getting beat up, and he's in jail. He doesn't say a word. There's no reaction by Yirmiyahu on that first day. Vahimi Machras on the next day. Vayotzi Pashchur as Yirmiyahu min ha-mapeches. Pashchur takes him out, and as we'll see, Pashchur was a Navi Sheker, not just a Kohen who was working in the Mikdash, but he was a Navi Sheker. He takes him out, and now, after he's taken out, Yirmiyahu responds to him. Vayomrei lav Yirmiyahu. Lo Pashchur kara Hashem Shemecha. Ki magor misaviv. You shouldn't think your name is Pashchur, right? Your name is Magor Misaviv, dread and fear around you, because that's what there's going to be. There's going to be dread and fear all around you. Kiko Amar Hashem, Hinei Nosencha L'Magor, L'cha U'L'chol O'Avecha. You and to all of those who are close with you, they will have to be in trepidation. V'naflu Becher V'Vehem V'Einecha Ro'os. You'll see all of them fall by the sword, and you'll see it. You'll be tortured by seeing it. There's Kol Yehuda etem b'yad melech bavel v'higlam bavela v'hikam becharev. They're going to be killed, and whoever is not killed is going to be taken into captivity and taken to galus. V'nasati es kol chosani razos. There's Kol Yegia. There's Kol Yekara. I'll take everything, all of the valuables of this city. There's Kol Otsros malcha Yehuda etem b'yad ayvehem. It'll all be given. Uvezazum ulukachum ve'viyum bavela. Pashchur, you think you're putting me in jail? You're going to end up the one that loses. V'ata Pashchur, v'kol yoshvei v'secha, telchu b'shevi. You're going to all end up going into exile. You'll see all the people killed. U'bavel tavo, v'sham tamus. right? You're not going to be zochet to even die in Eretz Yisrael. You're going to be taken to Babel. You will die there. Visham tikaver, and also you will be buried there. Atavakalo avecha shadi beisalahem bashaker. You and all of those who prophesized l'sheker about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Right? The Yalkut emphasizes that this is a double curse. Not only will he die in Chutz La'aretz, he will be buried in Chutz La'aretz. The Yalkut Shimoni writes, right over here, in Os, or it's called Remez Chaf, Rabbi Chelba Omer, Hameis b'chutz la'aretz, v'nikvar b'chutz la'aretz, shteit saras b'yado, achas saras hamisa, v'achas saras hakfura. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina has a different shot, maybe kfuret Eretz Yisrael is mechaperes, it's not another tsara to be married to chutz la'aretz, it's just that you lose out of the kfura, v'chiper an maso amo. Again, the uniqueness and the special quality of being buried in Eretz Yisrael is something that is spoken about by the poskim. The Gesher HaChaim of Tukachinsky quotes 4 milas to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Though he quotes the Zohar writes that if somebody lives in Chutz La'aretz, they should not be buried in Eretz Yisrael because it's kitrug. You come here when you're dead. You didn't come here when you're alive. You didn't come here to fulfill the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. You only want to use the mitzvah when it suits you. So there is, but that's not the Minag Yisrael. The Minag Yisrael is to be buried in Eretz Yisrael b'chol ofan. And the Gesher HaChaim on page Reish Tzadi Vav and Reish Tzadi Zayin in the Gesher HaChaim in Perachav Zayin titled Beis HaKfaris says Manu Bezu Dalit To'alios. There are 4 To'alios regarding. Right? The Chazal talk about it. The Gemara Ksubis call a cover Be'eret Yisrael Kilu cover Tachas HaMizbeach. Right, Ashriya Ish Shezacha Shetia Eretz Yisrael Kol Tolso Own Mechayim, and he's buried there. But there are 4 To'aliyos about being buried. Hatchia Be'eretz Yisrael below Gilgal Mechilas. There won't be any rolling in the tunnels before Tchias Amesim. Nitzal Michibut Akever, whatever that means, some type of a pain in the grave does not exist in Eretz Yisrael. Eino Nase Rima Vitoleya. Number 3, and again, not something physical, but something. And Aliyas HaNeshama Ola Derech Shara Shamayim, Bof and Yashar. When the Neshama goes up after the Kvura, it's a short journey, right? It goes straight up, right? You don't have to go through anything else. The Neshama goes straight up. Those are the milas that we assume Eretz Yisrael has, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Shin Sabah Gimel and Yaredeya, that is called a tzorech for Halanas HaMeis, to bring somebody who was nifted to be buried, and even Pinui HaKever, even to change a kever from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, that's enough of a tzorech to be able to come to Eretz Yisrael and be mafan of the kever. There is a minhag that's quoted, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch also, about even if one is buried in Chutz La'aretz, to take some of the dirt of Eretz Yisrael and to bury with the person. Again, that is a discussion whether that's appropriate or not, being motzi the dirt of Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, or it is because you want everybody to have that connection. Okay, either way, that is part of the klala here that Yirmiyahu gives Pashchur. You're not only going to die in Eretz Yisrael, you're not going to have the schus to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. All of those that are connected to you. And now we get to the second half of the parak where Yirmiyahu starts lamenting a little bit. Right, he just got beat up, he got out of jail, and he says to Hashem, you know, he's kind of lamenting his the job that he was forced to take. Pititani Hashem, Hashem, you seduced me, you convinced me to take this job of being the Navi of Doom. Va'epas, and I was agreed. Chazaktani, Vatuchal, you were stronger than me. Va'yisi l'scho kol hayom, the whole day I made fun of. Kulo lowingly, they're all scoffing me, they're all making fun of me. Kimidea daber ezak, I scream, Chamas, Vashod Ekra, I say this robbery, I say this terrible aver is going on. Kihaya dvar Hashem li lecherpa ulekelas kol hayom, but I have just made fun of. The Radak and the Abarbanel both say that Yirmiyahu is not taken to task and not berated for complaining here, even though he's going to use some sharp language, because he's saying this out of pain. As the Gemara says, right, somebody who says something out of pain is not going to be held accountable for it in the full sense. Earlier, Perek Tezvav, Pasig Yudches, right, so there he says, the Hayoti Alikamo Achsav, it's depressing, so there Hashem says you better take it back. Right, as we had the psukim there in Perek Tezvav, the Radak points out. But here, he's complaining and he's upset, but Hashem does not get upset at him, as we'll see. And he works through it. Again, it shows the human side of Yirmiyahu. Right, we know Moshe Rabbeinu did this too. Moshe Rabbeinu, in Sefer Bamidbar, has had enough of Klal Yisrael. You know, how many times could they complain? How many times can Moshe Rabbeinu daven for them? And yet, over and over again, until finally in Baal Oscha, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "How am I going to Hanochi Harisias Kalam Azeh? Am Hanochi Letzihu? May I only bustle Laseza Kalam Azeh? Ki Yivko Elai Demar They Complain to Me? Lo Chal Hanochi Levadi Laseza Kalam Azeh? V'im Kacha Atoseli Hargeni Narog? Just kill me now," Moshe Rabbeinu says. So you see the human side of Moshe, of Yirmiyahu, that it's so much. It's so much that they're being belittled. And these are the leaders. And this is what happens, as we had previously, right? They were chashdu be'eshes ish, and they're just doing God's work. And this is what happens to them. So this is what Yirmiyahu is saying here, that I'm beat up, I'm made fun of. Va'amarti, and Pasuk Tes now, he says, lo Ezkarenu, v'lo adaber o bishmo. You know what? I thought to myself, maybe I won't say a word. Maybe the nevuah I got, I'm going to keep to myself. V'haya belibi ke'esh bo eres. The problem is, in my heart, there was a burning fire. Atzur ba'atzmosai, in my bones. V'nolesi chalkel v'lo uchal. I tried to hold it in, but I couldn't. You know, I knew it was best for me not to say anything. It was dangerous, but you know what? I couldn't hold it in. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me a nevuah, I have to say it. Based on this pasuk, the Mara Nevuchim, the Rambam says that when a Navi gets a nevuah, it's like bursting out of him. He can't control it. The Rambam in Mara Nevuchim, Beis Lamed Zayin. V'teva hadavar hazeh mechayev, l'mishi higia lo kamus odefes zu min hashefa, sheyikra lebnei adam behechrech. You have to spread it. Yikablu mimenu, olo yikablu. Whether they're going to accept it or not, I just have to say it. I have to unload. V'afilu yinazik begufo. V'af matzanu neviim. Shekaru lebnei adam ad shenergu. We see people, the neviim, that said certain things until they were killed. Right? We know earlier, Zachariah Navi. And here, he was beat up. V'osa shefa eloki ma'oraram. That shefa eloki awakens them. V'eino manicham manuach. And they can't rest. V'lo lishkot klal. Afilu Yeru Lematsaris. And what example does he give? Our Perek. Lefichach Timsa Yermio Alava Shalom Ba'er. Kikasha Saval Meashpalas Osama Mordim Ba Kofrim. Shoy Bismano Khashav Lichmosh Nivuaso. He thought about it, Velo Yochal Akach, he wasn't able to. He couldn't hold it in. He had to give it up. Right, Rav Soloveitchik, quoted in the Divrei Harav, Rav Shechter quotes it on page Shin Yud Zayin and Shin Yud Ches, also relates, he quotes this idea from the Mora Nevuchim, and he says, that the Rav Soloveitchik gave a mashal. It's like you pour wine into a cup, and then you keep pouring and pouring, and when it gets to the top, it overflows. That's what nevuah is. You have so much shefa eloki, it just overflows out of the person, and that's what is meant, that he couldn't hold it in, and he had to say it. He couldn't contain himself. And then the Rav Soloveitchik says, v'chein adavar b'misha lomei Torah. If somebody learns Torah, it has to be in a bechina, and in a way where he's overflowing with it, and he can't contain it. If he can contain the Torah, and he's happy not to tell anybody, that there's something flawed with that Torah. V'chein adavar mishalom Torah la'atzmo, ve'eno margish hechrich la'avir Torah so la'achirim. Mistama haitaima, mipnei she'eno mevin ad heichon hi chashivas ha'Torah. O mipnei she'eno mamid v'legamrei. If you realize the chashivas, you wouldn't be able to stop. You'd have to just share it. You have to share the wealth. Just like a nevuah. And therefore, says the Yirmiyahu Navi, I wanted to hold it in, but I was unable to. I was unable to, right? There's an eish bo eres. There's a fire inside of me. Rav Yitzchak Sorotzkin, again, the Rina Skislik discusses, what was the Havamina? Yirmiyahu was going to really hold it in? He had a nevuah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he wasn't going to say it? There's an Isadar Isa of Kovesh Nevuaso, Chayiv Misa, right? We know that from Masechah Sanhedrin, right? The Gemara talks about the example of Yonah. Right, Yonah was called Mishnevuaso. The Gemara gives that example in Sanhedrin around Peites. So what happened here? The Gemara doesn't give the example of Yirmiyahu because he thought about doing it, but how could he think about doing it? So maybe the answer is Pikuach Nefesh. He thought his life was in danger. So maybe he wasn't going to, if he would have been able to control it, he wouldn't have said it. But then the answer is if it's Pikuach Nefesh, then how did he say it? So he should have controlled himself if his life was in danger, right? And it's an imperfection if he didn't. Well, then he says, well, maybe this relates to the Machlokas Rishonim. According to the Rishonim that say, even if something is Ya'avar Va'al Yehareg, you're allowed to volunteer to be Yareg Val Yavar, Bali Tosfos and others, then fine, you understand this. But according to the Rambam, who writes in Hilchos Yesodiyat Torah, that you're not allowed to volunteer if it's Ya'avar Val Yehareg, you have to violate. You're not allowed to volunteer to kill yourself. And if you do, you're Chayim Misa. So according to that Rambam, so how did Yirmiyahu try to even do this? So maybe it's like what the Kesef Mishnah says. The Kesef Mishnah there, Yesodiyat Torah, Hey Dalid, is explaining Elisha Balkan Afayim. How could Elisha? He should have violated, but he risked his life for Tillin. And then the nace was done and changed it to Kanfeyona. But he asked the Kasimisha, how did he do it? He quotes from the Nimuki Yosef on that Gemara. If one is a Yachid Shebadar, a Gadol Adar, and he's doing it to teach others, so then he's allowed to do it. V'kasav v'nemuki Yosef, d'afilu levi svaras Rabbeinu, imu adam gadol v'chassid, yirei shamayim, v'roe shahadar parts b'kach. You see, the door needs this. Rashoi l'kadesh es Hashem, v'limtzar atzmo afilu al mitzvah kala, k'dei sheyiru ha'am, v'lamdu liyiras Hashem, u'la'avo b'cholibam. They'll learn from you. And says the Kesef Mishnah, in the name of Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, that's what is allowed. So maybe that's what's going on here too. Yirmiyahu HaNavi, his life was in danger, but he eventually felt it was overflowing, so he did it. And he can't volunteer if he's one of a kind, a leader, so then he is allowed to. So either way, that's Pasuk Tes, a very important Pasuk. Yirmiyahu says, I thought about it, I wanted to hold it in, but I couldn't because there was a fire inside of me, and I couldn't stop myself from expressing the Nevuah. Ki shamati, because I heard, Dibas Rabim Magor Misaviv, I heard a lot of people talking around me, Hagidu v'nagidenu, let's make witnesses, let's make false witnesses, let's tell the king, Kol Eno Shlomi, all the people that I used to think were at peace with me, Shomrei Tzali, they're waiting for me to start limping. They're waiting for me to make a mistake. They're trying to see. Ulai Yefute, maybe he'll be seduced. V'duchlolo, then we'll be able to get rid of him. We'll take our nakama. Right? The Radak says, the example we had already, they tried to poison him. They tried to get him to eat something and they were going to poison him. V'Hashem osiki gibaretz, but Hashem was with me very strongly. Al-Kain rotfai yikashlu v'lo yuchalu. Right? The psukim go back and forth. Yirmiyahu is vacillating between depressed and upset and cursing the situation. And Hashem is with me, I have bitachon. Boshu ma'od, kilo hiskilu. They will be very embarrassed because they don't see the emes. Klimas olam lo si shakech. They will have an eternal state of busha. Vashem svakos bochein tzadik. Hashem sees into the hearts of the tzadik. Roek kloyos valev. Not just on the outside, he sees the inside, he sees everything. Erenik Mascha Mehem, I will see the Nakama from them. Ki Elecha Gilisi Esrivi, because to you, Hashem, I revealed everything. To you, I talk. And I realize you are a tzaddik ro'eh klayos, that Hashem sees everything. And Schar Va'onesh, right? It's one of the Rambam's animamins. Number 10 on the Rambam's list in his Hakdamat HaChelek. Number 10 is Yis'ale Yodea Ma'aseim Shel B'nei Adam. The Eino Malam Eino Mehem. He doesn't put his eye away from them. Lo kadas mishamar azav azemer sa'aretz, ela kamosha demar, he quotes a pasuk in 2 prakim from now. In Yirmiyahu lamed bet, in a 12 prakim from now. Gedol ha'etzav, arav ha'aliliya, asher einecha pekuchos al kol darchei b'nei adam. Right, his eyes, Hashem knows everything. That's what Yirmiyahu says here. He knows everything, so I trust that there is going to be an akama taken at the appropriate time. Shiru Hashem, and he even starts singing. Hallelujah, Hashem. Ki yitzilz nefesh evyom mi'an mireyim. Hashem saved me. Yes, I was beat up. I was hurt. But Hashem has saved me. Hashem doesn't let me falter. And then we have the opposite. Again, back and forth. Yirmiyahu says, a very strong lashon. Arur hayom asher yulati bo. Cursed is the day that I was born. Yom asher yuladasni imi al yehi baruch. The day that I was born shouldn't be blessed. Right, there's only one other person in Tanakh that says a similar lashon. That's Eov. Eov says, "Cursed is the day that I was born." Also, Eov in the beginning of the Sefer in Paragimel. Eov says, "Paragimel vayan Eov vayomar yovad yom ivaled bo. Let the day I was born be lost. Vahalaylo amar hora gover. And at the night that by the I was conceived. Hayomahu yihi choshech." Al Yidrisheu Alo Amimal, the Al Tofa Alav Nahara, there shouldn't be light. Yigalu Choshech Vitzalmoves, Tishkan Alav Anana, let it be cloudy and dark. Yivasu Kimri Yom. He says that the day that I was born shouldn't be blessed. So again, that's what the Yirmiyahu seems to be saying too. The Malbim quotes, maybe a deeper idea. Yirmiyahu was born on Tisha B'Av. And that's, cursed is the day that I was born. That is what he is wishing in the future. In the future. The announcer, the one that told to come tell my father that Yula Lacha Ben Zchar, Sameach Simcha, be happy, be besimcha with him. Right. So cursed is the Mavaser. The question is, the Rishonim asks, what was it his fault? What did the Mavaser do? The Mavaser just said, told him that he had a son. So some say he was Pashchur. Some of the Rishonim say the messenger was Pashchur. So he was already Mavazi Yirmiyo, so he's able to say whatever he wants. The Gra in the Kol Eliyo says it's the derech of somebody who brings good news to be blessed. Somebody comes and says he had a son, say Mazel Tov, Emir Tashem Bayu. You give the bracha right back. So here, he's giving the klala right back. He's saying, my day should be cursed to the person who's the mavaser. It should go back to him as well, says the Gran, the Kol Eliyahu. Vaya ha'ishahu, ke'arim asher hafach Hashem v'lo nicham. That man should be somebody who doesn't have any comfort. V'shama za'aka baboker utro be'sarayim. There's this truest of screaming in the morning, screaming in the afternoon. Asher lo mosasani merechem. That I wasn't killed in the womb. I wish I was killed in the room. Vatili imi kivri. And my mother would have been my kever. V'rachma haras olam. Right, I would have stayed there. Right, it would have been better. Right, again, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. But look, they get through it. Moshe complains and Yirmiyahu complains. But after complaining, they get back to business. I've been embarrassed, I've been tortured, I've been thrown in jail. Yirmiyahu was complaining. But after all the complaining and all the human side of it, he continues with his nevuah. And again, he goes back and forth in terms of Shirul Hashem, Hallelujah Hashem. He says in the same parak, the pasuk right before Arur Hayom, Asher Yilati Bo Yashirul Hashem, Hallelujah Hashem. So it's something that we have to recognize, that throughout the difficult challenges, sometimes life vacillates between the ups and the downs. Yirmiyahu had it more than anyone. He had mostly downs. But still, he kept the faith and he kept going. Okay, we'll stop here, Baruch Hashem. We will continue. We've done first 20, and we're moving right along.